All right, Greg, what hat did you bring to the track to pull this out of tonight?
Not too sure. Last week we came and practiced and last Friday, and we found a lot of speed. And Saturday we brought speed with us again last week and just got kind of in a little jingle in the heat race and actually broke the steering shaft. And, you know, didn't really change a whole lot, just come back with the same setup, and it was pretty fast right out of the box. So, yeah, the car, best it's ever been since I've drove it. This is my third year driving this Hedger chassis, and it's been phenomenal, and we keep gaining more and more. And I actually, last night, Russ Brown come down and helped Tony shake down the 89, and I kind of just watched and listened and learned and put a little bit more of that to use today, and it seemed to pay off with how consistent the car was and how good it was, the whole feature. I just kind of messed up a little bit by watching the board when I should have just been focused ahead and keep on digging.
What is this, number two, number three for you?
Three.
Number three.
We've had one win a year so far with this car, and it's been really, feels really cool.
You got a really cool trophy, too. I thought that was maybe going to be for Anthony.
Yeah, my first trophy that I've ever gotten. So I told my girlfriend it's going right in the living room.
She okay with that decor?
Not so far, but it's happening.
All right, Greg, who do you have to thank for your feature win tonight?
I got a lot of people that stand behind me week in and week out. Munske Auto, Bodified out of Oswego, Rupert's Party Rentals, PFG Design, the Sting that hold my fundraiser. Ray Hedger, actually, he's had the car once this year and done some setup work to it. The boys from the south that hooked me up with all my motor and some of the other stuff. Just everybody that pitches in. My Aunt Kathy pitched in a lot this year. And all the guys that stand behind me, the crew guys in the shop and the week in and week out, they bust their ass. My cousin Brian, my Uncle Chris, Tony. I mean, everybody that's there week in and week out helping. It's awesome feeling for them.
Usually guys tear the car apart before a Classic with the extra week. The way yours is running, the best it's been all season. You still going to tear it apart?
We'll go through her. We might not tear it right down, but we'll definitely go through her and make sure and probably just put it on the scales and hopefully not touch a whole lot and keep going.
What's your guesstimate on what it's going to take to get the top time in SBS time trials for Classic?
It's going to be crazy. I mean, I've turned my fastest lap of the year this year with a 18.8, and that was only six quick, and there you never know who's going to show up for Classic Week. I hate saying it, but I think you're going to be pretty close track record-ish.